Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
This is the Financial Flight Plan. Thanks for joining us this week. Walter Storholt here alongside Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services, serving you throughout the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. On today's podcast, we're talking about a story, the time when somebody may have gotten ripped off. Bree, I'm wondering if you could tell us about a time when you looked at somebody's portfolio and determined that, you know what, you're getting ripped off with your current investments. What'd you find? How'd you tell the client? What was their reaction to the news? Were there any options to solve that problem? What'd they end up doing? What was their change in attitude after meeting with you? Give us all the good details.
Okay. Well, of course, the names have been changed to protect the innocent in this story. And actually, if you Google Texas investment fraud, the big things right now are crypto investment fraud and oil and gas scams. And in Texas, we have a lot of this. A lot of people might remember Alan Stanford in Houston. And so to combat the scams, the Texas State Security Board offered a guide to the top threats to investors in 2017. And at the top of this list were those radio hosts who pitch investments, violate state law, and provide bad advice and take investors to the cleaners. And one of these was a Fort Worth investment advisor with a regular radio show. He actually had his registration revoked for fraudulent practices. He didn't disclose his exorbitant commissions. He concealed his conflicts of interest and for years sold securities without being registered. This is all directly from the state board, the Texas State Securities Board, its annual report. And his firm is still open in Fort Worth. The one I want to talk to about today, though, was a Frisco man. He made a name for himself in DFW through his radio show and investment seminars. But he wasn't the financial maven he claimed to be, at least according to the Texas State Security Board. He wasn't even registered to sell securities. So we had a client. His name was, and the name I'm using is Adam, because like I said, I'm protecting the innocent here, who heard about this, the Frisco man I just talked about, on his radio show and heard about these unregistered securities and thought a guaranteed 12% is a great return. It would let him retire early. And so he went and Adam invested with this Frisco gentleman. And a couple of years after he invested with him, he came to Tim and I and said, something just doesn't feel right, and brought his statements. And we kind of started looking at his plan and we had our initial meeting with him. And I, after the initial meeting, kind of started to do a little digging, not a lot, but just a little digging. And I had found by Googling the name of this Frisco advisor that he had spent the last week in jail.
Oh, gosh.
For being arrested. And we called Adam in and sat down, and I had printed stacks of paper that I had found, emergency protective orders from the Texas State Security Board. I had a ton of information and an emergency cease and desist order and had it all. And so we brought him into the office because this isn't information that I felt comfortable giving anyone over the phone, that their investments may have been used in a Ponzi scheme, may have being the investigation still ongoing. And Adam handled it very, very, very well. For what I was showing him, I fully expected him to break down. And to his credit, he handled it in stride. We knew there was, luckily, not all of his assets had been invested with this company. So he had some. It definitely changed his financial plan. It changed what he planned to do when he retired. It changed the course of his life. But we were able to work around it. We were able to come to a plan and come to a path that made him comfortable that he could work through it. And the case against this Frisco investment advisor is still in court. And some of the investments are in receivership. And so now Adam is receiving some of his money in small chunks, nowhere near the initial investment account amounts back. But the notes that he had invested in were supposed to pay, purported to pay, an annualized return of 9%, backed by deeds and trusts for properties. And I can tell you as of right now, Adam hasn't received anywhere near 9%. We haven't even received his initial investment back.
Oh, wow.
And it, like I said, it changed his life. And he had to go back to work. He wasn't allowed to, I mean, he couldn't stay retired. It was heartbreaking. A lot of my job is a lot of fun. That day was not.
Yeah.
It really, really wasn't. And we had everything that we could do to prepare because we knew it was going to be life-changing news. But there were options to solve the problem. Like I said, we worked out a financial plan. He ended up going back to work, and he loves it now. He's in a great spot, and he is one of the happiest people when he calls and when we do annual meetings or quarterly meetings and when we talk. He is so optimistic now, and it, in retrospect, was probably – it's probably a good thing he's back to work. I don't know if he was really emotionally ready to retire, but – it devastated him financially and it broke my heart. And the problem is this person's office is still open. And I don't know how many other people are put in that same position that might not even know it yet. Because Adam didn't know that his advisor was in jail. I found it and had to tell him.
And Bree, this, you know, in Adam's case, it sounds like, and this is probably a testament to the relationship and environment you guys were able to foster, but I'm trying to picture how somebody ever overcomes the distrust in the system, the distrust in financial advisors as a whole, if you have that kind of experience. And I'm sure others, somebody maybe even listening to this podcast, hears that story. And even though they hear the successful conclusion of, you know, working with you and Tim and everybody else at Estes Financial Services, they might just say, you know what, that's just, I'm just writing them all off. I'm writing off the whole industry. I'm writing off the whole of them. I know that's got to be the knee-jerk reaction. Do you see that being the case? Do you put up with a lot of opposition or folks who just have that general distrust? And I think that's ultimately, you know, a dangerous thing for us because it just leads more people to try and pull all this off on their own.
Exactly. Occasionally we do. Tim and I, the way we invest and using custodians that are well known, meaning the money is being held somewhere that you've heard of before, not some fly-by-night small operation.
Flashpoint Southwestern Pointil Services Industry LLC. Not that company.
Not that type of company. And the fact that we're holistic. What I found with a lot of these, at least the two that I talked to in particular, they were more worried about getting your money invested and getting the 9 to 12% return that they had talked about maybe on the radio versus doing a holistic financial plan. He wasn't a certified financial planner, at least this gentleman in Frisco wasn't. And he definitely wasn't a fiduciary on the account. He was not putting his client's interest ahead of his own. And those are things you've got to ask. You've got to ask, are you a broker or are you a fiduciary? Do you have a CFP? Because part of being a CFP is we sign a code of ethics every year. And it's always good to do a little research.
Yeah.
On the advisor and the company. And I highly encourage people to do that because you'll see that Tim and I both have spotless and clean U4s. I mean, no complaints about either one of us. And that is because we're in the business because we care. We genuinely, our passion is to help people. And a lot of times, once people meet us and sit down with us and they go through our planning process, it overcomes a lot of that initial skepticism. But I understand why the initial skepticism is there, because hearing about a cool story like this sells newspapers. It sells time on TV. It's flashy. You know, it's way more fun than the boring, let's get to know you, let's do a holistic financial plan, let's make sure you're on target, let's make sure everything is working correctly to move you to where you want to be. That's boring.
Right.
That's not going to be the lead news story on any of our news channels. These people did their job and they did it really well is not usually the way, you know, that doesn't sell.
Yeah. If it bleeds, it leads. There's a reason that saying's been around in the news industry for a long time. I used to work in the news industry, Bree, and I just remember being overwhelmed at one point going, and this was just in a small, you know, a small town, local radio station, local news, online magazine service. And I just remember at one point being like, oh my gosh, we've got like 19 stories today, and 18 of them are about a robbery or a beating or a larceny, someone getting punched in the face from, you know, somebody who was drunk. This person embezzled this. And it's just like, and then we had one story about, you know, it's bring your dog to work day at a local business or something like that. And it's like, why can't we balance this out with positivity? Why can't we get these things to rise to the top? And that's a whole other conversation for another day. But it just kind of goes in line with what you're talking about there of just, that's not what grabs the attention and grabs the headline.
This top threats to investors in 2017, this guide from the Texas State Security Board, is frightening. And I think everybody should take a look at it.
Yeah. If you are, I guess, looking for one big takeaway today, I would say, Brie, it would be if you hear an advisor talking to you incessantly about products and not about the overall strategy, the overall plan, that should be the reason to really put your guard up and think twice and maybe probably seek a second opinion on what exactly is being talked about. Is that kind of a good takeaway?
That's a good takeaway. The other thing I would say is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So if you're hearing offered returns that you know are much, much higher than you could get anywhere else, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. Yeah. When you hear the word
research,
when you hear that word guarantee and a high number attached to the word guarantee, ask to see the fine print because that'll
exactly.
be important.
Exactly.
Or bring it to you guys and you'll look at the fine print and give the true skinny on what's being looked at and talked about there.
Exactly. Go to a fiduciary. Talk to a fiduciary.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you'd like to reach out to Brie Reyes, Tim Estes, and the team at Estes Financial Services, it's very easy to do so. You can go online to estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn here in the Fort Worth and Metroplex areas. Easy to come in, say hello to the team. Brie is a certified financial planner and an investor coach with the team. You can also call 817-444-8402. Again, that's 817-444-8402 to get in touch. And Brie, thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you. And everybody, go out and lead an abundant life.
You got it. Orders taken. No doubt about it. This is the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you again next time.